Hare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jau Mishnupat Paramham Saparivijakacharya Ashtottara Shuti Shri Srimad Abhaycharanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jau Mishnupat Paramham Saparivijakacharya Ashtottara Shuti Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gov Gopinach Hamakunda Radha Kunda Shri Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Nav Deep Mayapur Dham Ki Purushottam Shetra Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग.
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्. नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके तिर्भवनैष्ठिकी. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.
सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 49 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड अक्रूरस मिशन इन हस्तिनापुर.
यस्यान राजनम अभ्येत्य विषमं पुत्रलालसं अवदत् श्रुरदं मध्ये बन्धुभिः सौहृदोदितम्. यस्यान राजनम व्यत्य विषमं पुत्रलालसं अवदात् सूर्दं मध्ये बन्धुभिः सौहृदोदितम्. यस्यान राजनम व्यत्य विषमं पुत्रलालसं अवदत् सूर्दं मध्ये बन्धुभिः सौहृदोदितम्. विषमं पुत्रलालसं विषमं अवद
माताजिस.
यस्यन व्हेन ही वाज अबाउट टू गो राजनम द किंग धृतराष्ट्र अभ्येत्य going up to Vishamam biased Putra toward his sons Lalasam ardently affectionate Avadat he spoke Suridam relatives Madhye among Bandubi by well wishing friend relatives Lord Krishna and Lord Balram. Saurudha, in friendship, Uditam, what had been said. Translation by his disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The ardent affection King Dhritarashtra felt for his sons had made him act unjustly towards the Pandavas. Just before leaving, Akrura approached the king, who was seated among his friends and supporters, and related to him the message that his relatives, Lord Krishna and Lord Balram, had sent out of friendship. Text 17. Akrura Vacha
Bhobo Vaichitra Viryatvam Kurunam Kirti Vardhana Bratari Parate Pandav Adunashanam Astita.
Akrura said, O my dear son of Vichitra Virya, O enhancer of Kuru's glory, your brother Pandu having passed away, you have now assumed the royal throne.
Purport.
Akrura was speaking ironically, since the young sons of Pandu should actually have been occupying the throne. Upon the death of Pandu, they were too young to immediately govern and so were put in Dhritarashtra's care. But now sufficient time had passed and their legitimate rights should have been recognized.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamstra Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamstra K. Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Panchakalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Vaivacha Paditanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So before I start, seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can make an attempt to speak. So this chapter is entitled Akrura's Mission in Hastinapur. It describes about how Akrura now visits Hastinapur to find out how the Pandavas were doing and whether Dhritarashtra was acting properly or not. And then he returns to Mathura and reports to Krishna about his mission, which Krishna had entrusted him to go to Hastinapur and find out about the Pandavas and the behavior of Dhritarashtra. So today we'll try to discuss something very important regarding the mission of the Lord, or how Akrura fulfilled the purpose of the Lord. This chapter is entitled Akrura's Mission in Hastinapur. And at the end of the chapter, the concluding verse is, Akrura fulfilled the purpose of Lord. So, how Akrura fulfilled the purpose of the Lord, which Lord entrusted him, and what are the qualities of Akrura, what are the prerequisites in order to fulfill the purpose of the Lord is very important for the practitioner, the sadhakas, to know. So, prior to this chapter, chapter 48, previous chapter, Krishna pleases his devotees. In that chapter, Akrura offers beautiful prayers. Around nine prayers he offers to Lord Krishna. And in these prayers, there are these elements which are needed to understand in order to fulfill the purpose of the Lord. And these prayers which Akrura offers, they exhibit his qualities which are also needed to fulfill the purpose of the Lord. Akrura perfected his life by offering prayers, Vandanam, Navayudha Bhakti. Out of the nine processes, Akrura is the emblem of offering prayers, Vandanam. So, he offers his prayers very beautifully. When Krishna comes after killing Kamsa, he first visits the house of Trivikra, and then he visits the house of Akrura just to please him. But Krishna, along with pleasing, he had some purpose also in his mind. He wanted to engage Akrura in some service. That is why it is said that the Lord also desired to please Akrura. But pleasing means engaging in service of the Lord. So all these pastimes of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam, they have different characteristics, or there is a beauty of these pastimes. And one of the purports here, it is mentioned that these pastimes of the Lord, whether the gopis are offering, singing the glories of the Lord, or whether Akrura is offering prayers, it is said there is a combination, steady combination of these pastimes with persistent philosophical understanding. Not only just pastimes, but there is understanding regarding the philosophy. What's there actually for us, for a practitioner? So this is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam, where along with pastimes, there is a philosophy in connection with those pastimes. And another feature of these beautiful pastimes is that we get a glimpse of the relationship of the devotees, the interaction of the devotees with the Supreme Lord, the emotions which they share with the Lord in different pastimes. That is the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we are reminded in every pastime regarding the spiritual position of the Supreme Lord and his devotees, which is most important. In one of the purport it is said, it reminds us of their ontological position. So I just went out and find out what is ontology. It's science of existence, it is said. So actually, what is the spiritual existence of the Supreme Lord? What is the position of the Supreme Lord and his devotees? So that is that manifests in these beautiful pastimes, where every devotee of the Lord, whether he is offering prayers, he first recognizes the Supreme Lord as Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, who is beyond three modes. And then various aspects of the Lord are been exhibited in the different prayers by the devotees. And then fourth thing is, these pastimes are instructive. And also they are entertaining, they are refreshing. So these are some of the qualities, characteristics of the pastimes of the Lord, which are considered to be the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, after visiting Trivikra's house, Krishna visits Akrura's house, and there here it is said that then Lord Krishna, wanting to have some things done, went to Akrura's house with Balram and Uddhava. The Lord also desired to please Akrura. And then the next verse it is said, Akrura stood up with great joy when he saw them, his own relatives and the greatest exalted personalities coming from distance. After embracing them and greeting them, Akrura bowed down to Krishna and Balram and greeted by them in return. Then when his guests had taken their seats, he worshipped them in accordance with scriptural rules. Vidivat, it is said. He worshipped the Lord. So, initially it was the friendly attitude, relationship between Lord Krishna and Akrura, it is said. Jiva Goswami says that Lord Krishna and others approached Akrura in a friendly attitude. At first, Akrura reciprocated with that friendly mood. And then, in the course of showing them hospitality, he adopted a natural devotional attitude toward the Lord and offered obeisances to Krishna and Balram. So initially it was friendly attitude, but then realizing that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has come to his house, he immediately, his natural devotional mood was awakened and he immediately offered obeisances to Krishna and Balram. And then beautifully it is explained that he bathed the Lord, he took the water after bathing the Lord and put it on his head. Then he offered wonderful gifts, fine clothing, jewelry, aromatic scents, garlands. And then he worshipped the Lords and bowed down before the Lord. And in the humility, he then starts addressing the Supreme Lord, Krishna and Balram, as follows. And then there are 9 prayers where he beautifully addresses the Lord and he glorifies the Lord, in which the first and most important thing is recognizes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the first prayer itself, it is said, it is our great fortune that you, both lords, after killing Kamsa and the followers and delivering the dynasty from endless suffering and causing it to flourish, you both are the original person. So he is addressing Krishna and Balram simultaneously. He is recognizing Krishna and Balram now not as his nephews, but as the Supreme Person of Godhead. You both are the original Supreme Person, the cause of the universe and its very substance. Not the slightest subtle cause or manifest product of this creation exists apart from you. So that is the first step where one can really understand how one can fulfill the purpose of the Lord. Unless one doesn't know the personality whom he is going to fulfill or whose mission he is going to execute, he cannot fulfill the purpose. So recognizing is the first element in order to fulfill the mission of the Lord or purpose of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada also, he was completely convinced about Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and completely convinced about the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore he could execute the mission of his spiritual master, which is the mission of the Lord. So recognizing is the first step. Awareness of Lord's position in spiritual life is most important. Recognizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead and at the same time knowing our own position in a humble way helps one to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akrura, being an eternal associate, a pure devotee of the Lord, took a humble position, recognized Krishna, Balram as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then taking shelter of them, he is offering these wonderful prayers. And here, in the purport it is said, Akrura points out that Lord actually has no mundane connection with any social or political institution. He is the original personality of Godhead performing his pastimes for the benefit of the entire universe. And then he again glorifies that how you can be known, how one can recognize the Lord, how one can know the Supreme Person of Godhead. In the another prayer, next prayer, he says that you have different forms, you can be pursued in different forms by hearing. He says the Lord's form can be known by hearing. How can be one can be aware of Lord's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It's only through hearing. It is said, Shrutva Pratyaksha Gocharam. It is by hearing from authorities and by direct experience. So, this is the main focus here, that hearing is the process where you are aware of the Lord's position. And then, he recognizes again the Lord as a super soul. Then he recognizes that Lord is beyond the three modes of material nature. So these are the elements, these are the aspects one has to know in order to understand how the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why is called Supreme Personality of Godhead? And then the most important prayer he offers is why people can't understand when you descend. He explains that it's only because of lack of discrimination, avivika. Aviveka. Because of lack of discrimination or ignorance, people cannot understand you as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, further, he concludes in the last two prayers that you are the originally enunciated the ancient religious path of Vedas for the benefit of whole universe. Whenever that path becomes obstructed by wicked persons following the path of atheism, you assume the one of your incarnations, which are all in transcendental mode of goodness. You are that same, very same Supreme Person, O my Lord, and you have now appeared in the home of Vasudev with your plenary portion. You have done this to relieve the earth's burden by killing hundreds of armies by kings who are expansions of demigods' enemies, and also to spread the fame of your dynasty. So here he is again saying that the purpose of your descent is to kill the enemies. But who are these enemies? These enemies also expansions of demigods' enemies. So even these enemies which Krishna killed, they are also expansions in the Lord's pastimes. Like all of them, they got liberation. When they killed, when any enemy, any asura is killed, they got liberation. So definitely they are not of an ordinary existence. So therefore these are the elements which are very much needed to understand that the Lord's supreme spiritual position along with our insignificant position as the living entity. And the connection between the Lord and his the living entity. And these elements can only be known when one is humble. Akrura was in offering these prayers in a very humble mood, and he had the power of discrimination, because of which he was able to understand that Krishna and Balaram are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these are few elements in prayers of Akrur which help one to fulfill the mission of the Lord. The second point which we will try to discuss is when the Lord entrusts someone to fulfill his mission, to fulfill his purpose. Seeing that Akrura has completely been convinced of his spiritual position, Krishna now glorifies Akrura. That's the relationship, that's the interaction between the Lord and His pure devotees. That the devotees glorify the Lord, and Lord in turn glorifies His devotees. And this glorification is genuine. When appreciation for something is based on getting something for our own self, it is called as flattering. People flatter so that they get things done from the opposite person of whom they are flattering or whom they are glorifying or appreciating. But here the glorification in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see even Sukhdeva Goswami glorifying Parikshit Maharaj and Parikshit Maharaj glorifying Sukhdeva Goswami as spiritual master. These both, the disciple and the spiritual master, they have a connection based on glorification, appreciating each other. And this is a genuine glorification offered by Lord Krishna to Akrura. And in one of the prayers, I forgot, one of the last prayers where Akrura offers he expresses his humility by saying that it's only by our great fortune, Janardhan, that you are now visible to us. For even the masters of yoga and the foremost demigods can achieve this goal only with great difficulty. It's our great fortune that you have entered our house, Pravishta. It's our fortune that even made yogis try to see you and try to perceive you. But it's very difficult. So please, he requests, he takes humble position, being householder, he says that please quickly cut the ropes of our illusionary attachment for children, wife, wealth, influential friends and body, home. All such attachment is simply the effect of your illusionary material energy. So simultaneously recognizing one's own position and simultaneously accepting or recognizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, both things lead to taking shelter of the Lord. Recognizing Supreme Personality of Godhead and recognizing our own constitutional position. Now here, he as a householder, he is in a humble way, he is saying that please cut the illusionary attachment, material attachments which everyone has till he has this material body. So that's the understanding of Akrura taking a humble position. Being a pure devotee, he was completely convinced of this, that he still has attachments. Now this is a pastime of the Lord. They are all eternal associates of the Lord. But the mission or the purpose of the Lord, where Krishna is entrusting Akrura to go to Hastinapur, is one of the purposes to find out what the Pandavas, how the welfare of the Pandavas. And second most important thing, how, whether Dhritarashtra was behaving properly or not. Because Dhritarashtra represents attachment, material attachment. Dhritarashtra, Dhritara is usurped, he has usurped the kingdom of his brother. He was not entitled to become the king, but he was, since Pandu had died, he had to take the position. So Dhritarashtra was intensely attached to the kingdom, and Krishna instructed Akrura to go to Hastinapur and enlighten him. Enlighten him in the sense of self-realization. That was the purpose. And where Akrura goes and he gives 5 to 6 wonderful instructions, which is one of these, this is the first verse where he instructs Dhritarashtra. Similarly, we can find a similarity between Vidura's instructions to Dhritarashtra. Same instructions, where he says the element of time is destroying everything. He gives more elaborately, but here it's like a very short thing. Akrura gives in 5 to 6 verses, he explains how one has to really give up this thing and control the mind. So before we proceed, Akrura, taking a humble position, prays to the Lord that please cut our attachment, material attachments, because you have entered our house, Pravishta. And when you are entered, please help us to cut these material attachments. And thus worshipped and glorified by the Lord, by his devotee, the Supreme Lord is pleased by charming words. So, first thing is one recognizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one recognizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can glorify the Lord. He can find words to glorify the Lord. Many times I go, it becomes difficult to find out words, how can we glorify the Lord? So therefore all these prayers, Bhagavatam, and they help us to understand, recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead and help us to glorify the Lord. Unless one recognizes, he cannot glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when one recognizes, one glorifies the Lord, that pleases the Lord. One of the names of Lord is Uttama Shloka, is praised by the choicest poetry. So if we repeat only the words of such great souls, it pleases the Lord. And when Lord is pleased, then Lord will engage in service. Pleasing the Lord means engagement in service of the Lord. When Lord is pleased, there is service. And Lord entrusts only those whom He has a deep connection, deep relationship, where there is exchange of emotions and relationship is there. Then only Lord entrusts some special tasks. Akrura, being uncle of Lord Krishna, not only he had a material relationship, but it was based on spiritual understanding. And therefore he entrusted this important task, very confidential task of going to Hastinapur and finding out Pandavas, because Pandavas are very dear to Lord Krishna, and finding out how Dhritarashtra was ill-treating them. And at the same time, he wanted Akrura to enlighten Dhritarashtra about the facts of life. And then here, Krishna starts glorifying Akrura by saying, "You are our spiritual master, paternal uncle and praiseworthy friend. And we are like your sons, always dependent on your protection, portion, sustenance and compassion." So here, that is a beautiful reciprocation between the Lord and his devotees. The devotee takes a humble position, recognizing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And at the same time, Lord here, recognizing Akrura as his uncle, elderly uncle, he also takes a humble stand and he shows by glorification that we are dependent on you. Further he says that your exalted souls are like you, are the true objects of service. So here most important point is Lord engages only those who are very exalted in his direct service. So this was some direct service of the Lord. Lord instructing directly that go and find out Pandavas were very dear to me and what Dhritarashtra is doing. Very special service. And therefore he says that exalted souls like you are the true objects of service and the most worshipable authorities for those who desire the highest good in life. So they can be highest well-wishers, topmost well-wisher for anyone. So Dhritarashtra, Akrura was actually well-wisher of Dhritarashtra, though he didn't take the instructions seriously. But he was convinced that these are the instructions, these are good instructions which Dhritarashtra is giving. But because of intense attachment, he was not able to follow those instructions. And here Krishna glorifies saying, "By demigods are generally concerned with their own interests, but saintly persons never are." So the only purpose of a pure devotee or a saintly person is service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without any motive. No one can deny that there are holy places with sacred rivers, or that the demigods appear in deity forms made up of earth and stone. But these purify the soul only after a long time, whereas saintly persons purify just by seeing them. Tirthan kauranti tirthani. Same thing. So, saintly persons are places of pilgrimage themselves. Because anywhere they go, they enlighten people. Because they themselves have recognized the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they help people to recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead and help them to accept devotional service to the Lord as the topmost. And therefore they are the well-wishers of all living entities. Therefore Prabhupada also always signed, "You are ever a well-wisher." So only a devotee of the Lord can be a well-wisher of everyone. No other person can be a well-wisher of anyone. You are indeed the best of friends. So go to Hastinapur as a well-wisher of Pandavas. Find out how they are doing. We have heard that when their father had passed away, the young Pandavas were brought with their anguished mother to the capital city of King Dhritarashtra, and they were now living there. Indeed, weak-minded Dhritarashtra, the son of Ambika, has come under the control of their wicked sons, and therefore that blind king is not treating his brother sons fairly. Go see whether Dhritarashtra is acting properly or not. When we find out, we will make all necessary arrangements to help our dear friends. So Krishna gave the preliminary task of finding out what's happening. And then he assured Akrura, "You just find out what's happening, come back again, and we will make all necessary arrangements to help our dear friends." So Krishna is not giving him everything. He has to do everything. He just told him, "Just find out, and then we will make all necessary arrangements for the welfare of Pandavas." But this is the most important task which Akrura was given by Supreme Lord to go to Hastinapur and find out about the welfare of Pandavas. And then this chapter starts with Akrura visits Hastinapur. He comes in contact with Kunti, where Kunti also tells how Dhritarashtra is ill-treating everyone, how the Pandavas been the sons of Dhritarashtra, how they are envious of the Pandavas and how they are ill-treating. And then this verse comes where Akrura and Vidura, they shared the distress of Kunti Maharani. Then this today's verse where these two verses, the first verse is, "The affection of King Dhritarashtra felt for his sons had made him unjustly toward the Pandavas. Just before leaving, Akrura approached the king, who was seated among his friends and supporters, and related to him the message that his relatives, Lord Krishna and Balram, had sent out of friendship." And then Akrura gives the first instruction here. He gives six instructions in next nine verses. Wonderful instructions. The first instruction is making Dhritarashtra aware of reality. It's not that you are the king. It's only because of circumstantial need you have been given the throne and your sons have occupied the throne. Now sufficient time has passed, their legitimate rights should have been recognized. So he's making aware of Dhritarashtra of the real position, real situation. So this is the first instruction which he gives to Dhritarashtra, making him aware. Because Dhritarashtra has been completely attached to his sons. He always supported Duryodhan and he was always guided by Shakuni. And because of this combination of his sons and his brother-in-law Shakuni, he was always putting Pandavas in trouble. So a person can go to such an extent that because of his intense attachment, he was mistreating, he was ill-treating the Pandavas to such an extent that even after coming from exile, they didn't want to give the kingdom back. Therefore, Dhritarashtra represents excessive material attachment. And this attachment is the biggest obstacle on the path of devotional service. This attachment is separating us from Supreme Personality of Godhead. This attachment is obstructing us in recognizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, this particular section, it helps us that to understand that how important it is to give up these material attachments. Most important thing about material attachment is when one becomes attached to home, family, relatives, sons, property, wealth, what happens? He forgets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Immediately, the mentality of controllership, mentality of proprietorship creeps in. Material consciousness, Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita, has two divisions. I am the enjoyer, I am the controller. Prabhupada writes in introduction of Bhagavad Gita that thinking ourselves as the controller and thinking ourselves as the enjoyer. As soon as one gets attached, one starts identifying with these two mentalities. He thinks he is the enjoyer and he is the controller. Vidura, when he gives beautiful instructions to Dhritarashtra, he also says, why are you still living in the palace where now you are living on at the cost of these Pandavas? All your sons have been killed in the war. Why are you still attached to the kingdom? You should leave. Time has destroyed everything. But still, due to excessive attachment, Dhritarashtra was not able to give up the kingdom. He was not able to give up the palace. And Maharaj Yudhishthir, being a devotee, he had a relationship with Dhritarashtra, so he maintained him out of his goodwill. But on the side of Dhritarashtra, it was not very conducive to live. He was living a life which a Kshatriya is not supposed to live. He was living a life even after his sons were defeated. So that is the level of attachment that one person can go to, such an extent that he can be so attached to the kingdom. And he was always, it's not that he was not made aware of the situation. There were so many well-wishers who had already, made Dhritarashtra many times aware of the situation. But still, this attachment cannot be given up so easily. This attachment can be given up only when one gets mercy of the Lord in the form of a pure devotee. When one gets the mercy of the Lord in form of pure devotee, when he comes in contact with the pure devotee of the Lord, when he hears from him, then that excessive attachment can be cut. This hard knot of material attachment, Hridaya Granthi, can be cut only by mercy of pure devotee. In one of the purports, I will just read and to conclude today's discussion regarding how to become detached. Material attachment and taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord go ill together. Material attachments means ignorance of transcendental happiness under shelter of the Lord. Devotional service to the Lord while existing in the material world is a way to practice one's transcendental relation with the Lord. And when one is matured, when it is matured, one gets completely free from all material attachments and becomes competent to go home back to Godhead. So how do we execute this devotional service? So this devotional service can be executed only under the guidance of a pure devotee, where in association of pure devotee, one can execute devotional service. And as he practices devotional service, his attachment for the Supreme Lord increases. And when attachment for the Supreme Lord increases, automatically, materially, he becomes detached. It's not that we become materially detached and then we get attached to the Supreme Lord. Devotional service has the power that we get attached to the Supreme Lord. And as to the degree we get attached to the Supreme Lord, to that extent we are free from material attachments. That's the beauty of transcendental devotional service, Bhakti Yoga. That more we practice devotional service intensely and seriously, which all these pure devotees of the Lord, they show by their example, that they have no other motive. Akrura had no other motive, just to please the Lord. Lord told to go and find out, he just went to please the Lord. And therefore he could fulfill the purpose of the Lord because he had no other motive other than fulfilling the purpose of the Lord. So therefore when one comes in association of a pure devotee, he comes to know that one should give up all selfish motives. Dhritarashtra had so much selfish motives, he had so many ambitions, personal ambitions, which inhibited him to attain actual happiness in life. He was always miserable. Never at a point of time he was happy. When the kingdom was not there, he was unhappy. When kingdom came under his sons, Duryodhana and all his sons, still he was not happy. And when the sons were killed, even though at the last he was not happy. He became happy when he got wonderful instructions from Vidura. And Vidura gave such heavy instructions and he said, now you leave your home. It's high time now. Who is intelligent? He gives the definition of who is intelligent person. Who engages in the service of the Lord. And in this way he enlightens him and makes him leave the palace. And that is how he perfects his life. He gets liberation. So he gets liberation, Dhritarashtra got liberation only because of intervention of Vidura. So it's the divine intervention of the pure devotee which helps us to achieve the supreme goal of life. In one of the purports in first canto, 13th chapter, Dhritarashtra quits home, Prabhupada writes wonderful purport, a hope-giving purport. Here Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya stressed the importance of association with sadhus, pure devotees of the Lord. Even a moment's association, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhya, one can attain perfection. Now Prabhupada writes here, we are not ashamed to admit that this fact was experienced in our own practical life. Were we not favored by His Divine Grace, Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, by our first meeting for few minutes only, it would have been impossible for us to accept this mighty task of describing Srimad Bhagavatam in English. Without seeing Him at that opportune moment, we could have become a very great business magnate, but never would have been able to walk the path of liberation and be engaged in factual service of the Lord under instructions of His Divine Grace. So here, this is a hope-giving purport where Prabhupada tells his own story, that because he came in contact, of course this is a eternal pastime of the Lord, they are all exalted Paramahamsa Vaishnava, but that is the humility of Prabhupada, that he gives credit to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur for whatever he has achieved. This mighty task of translating Srimad Bhagavatam in English, he would have never thought of, unless he had come in contact with Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So Prabhupada also highlights this point of how a pure devotee's intervention is important in one's spiritual life, which will help one to get materially detached. So therefore this chapter entitled Akrura's Mission in Hastinapur, Akrura could fulfill this purpose of the Lord only because he had no ulterior motive, he had these qualities of humility, and he had recognized the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram, as the Supreme Lord, recognized Krishna as the spiritual master. In one of the prayers, he recognizes Krishna as the Jagat Guru. He accepts that you are my Guru. And unless this relationship is there, unless this relationship is not strike between the devotee and the Supreme Lord, one cannot know the purpose. And unless that relationship is not there, even the Lord will not entrust with some service.
In first meeting itself, Bhaktisanj Thakur instructed Srila Prabhupada that you are an intelligent person, young man, why don't you translate in English? So he was empowered to for certain mission. So that's the divine intervention of a pure devotee, which actually transforms a living entity, conditioned soul's life, and he can achieve perfection in life. So therefore the purpose of the Lord can be known only in association of the Lord, Lord's devotees, and in association of the devotees one becomes selfless, which is most important. Unless one gives up all his selfish motives, his personal ambitions, one cannot fulfill the purpose of the Lord. A person with personal ambitions, he cannot fulfill the purpose of the Lord. He has to fulfill the ambition of the Lord. So he has to give his personal ambitions for that. And giving a personal agenda and in humility, then only one can fulfill the purpose of the Lord. As here, Akrur fulfilled the purpose of the Lord by going to Hastinapur, finding out the well-being of Pandavas and instructing, enlightening Dhritarashtra, and then going back to Hastinapur and reporting to Krishna and Balram. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Hare Krishna.